So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
You ready?
Here we go!
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey!
Let's go!
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We want to hear stories about karma. Now, karma can mean many things to many different people, but it's basically when you got what you deserved. I mean, we would take calls of good karma too, right?
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
I always forget about good karma. And what is that?
I would imagine you do.
It's like half of the whole thing.
or bad karma.
Yes, for sure.
There's are we putting that video clip up of the elk?
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
There's a dude. He's kind of a broski.
Okay.
Kind of.
He's driving somewhere. Does it say where it is? He's like, I don't know if he's in Wyoming or somewhere where there's
elkies. He's in Yellowstone.
Okay. Pulls up. There's an elk standing in the middle of the road and he starts doing like, think he wants to fight? And like, he's filming in the car with his girl and going,
okay.
Then he takes the extra step of rolling his window down and begins to speak to an elk.
Okay.
And the elk is like backing up, but like in a way that's like, I'm backing up to move forward.
Correct.
He's like, lifting his little feet. He's revving his legs.
Yes, yes.
Even you hear the click, 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 click of its little hooves and you're like, bro.
Get out of there. What are you doing?
You feel safe in your car, but what?
I guess. I support it so far. Smack talking deer, it's fine.
It's not a deer, it's an elk.
They're very different.
Very different.
Deer, I think elk are smarter. The deer,
they're like
deer
the grandpa deers to me.
And they maybe I don't know, maybe more aggressive elk.
They definitely, if it's the rut, you don't want to be around them.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. If you're between them and their goal,
you're toast.
You're not going to be between them and their goal for long.
Okay.
So then he's like, do you want to go? And then said elk, who's now revved up his legs, puts its head down and just goes, doink, and pops his tire.
So now you're stuck there.
They drop their phone.
You pissed off.
Yeah. Are you going to get out and change your tire? No, I wouldn't.
Probably not for a while. And it's getting dark. It looks like it's like about
it's
to get
dusky?
Dark. Yeah.
Ugh. Dude, the karma just.
And then your girlfriend's mad at you, man.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
She's like, sitting there like, you're an idiot.
Yeah, you were being all badass. Mm-hmm. And now look at you.
Yeah.
I love everything about the amount of karma he got and how fast he got it.
Yeah.
It's like, I would like to tell a quick story. Some of you have heard it. Maybe you haven't. When I was in high school, there was a boy named, I won't say his name.
Oh, okay.
His name's John.
Oh.
But I want to say his whole name. There's a billion Johns. He hated me. And I don't know why. I swear I can be annoying. I can be, but he was a fellow nerd.
Oh.
I don't understand why this boy hated me, but
nerd
he did.
Nerd on nerd crime.
For sure. So I don't know if you're being supportive or you're being a bee.
I'm not sure either.
Little did I know that John spent like 2 summers rebuilding a classic GTO, which is its beautiful muscle car.
Okay.
Looks a lot like the Dean and Sam car from Supernatural.
Nice.
It's just a dope, black, classic car. Spent 2 summers rebuilding it. The first day he came out with the car, he's driving through the parking lot. I didn't know he was driving through the parking lot. I came out the side nerd band doors, and he saw me, revved the car engine, flipped me off, and then just went roaring past me as close to me as he possibly could. He wasn't used to a car that fast.
Oh, no.
It jumped the curb, and he crushed the entire... He made it... He, like, hit the stop sign at Skyline High School and blew the car... Like, it was over in one day.
No.
Oh, my God.
One moment.
Wait, you don't feel a little bad at all?
He did it to himself.
I know, but how embarrassing.
The stop sign was about 26 feet from where I was standing, so I walked up to his window and said, "No, John, F you," and walked away. It was one of my proudest movie moments.
Yeah,
like, bro,
yeah. It's good. Okay,
but to give a little perspective, now I know why he hates me. Obviously, that.
Right, that.
But what did he hate about me before?
Before, yeah.
You were probably a slightly cooler nerd.
No chance. Oh. No chance. That, me then, going, "No, John, F you," was my... That was my biggest moment.
Okay. I don't know what the nerd on nerd crime is like.
All right. Anyway, that was him getting karma. An elk puncturing a tire was karma. We want to hear your karma stories too. 303-222-5423. You can text or call.
I guess I have one. It's not violent, but...
Doesn't have to be violent.
I had, you know, I've talked about him before. The boyfriend who cheated on me. And we actually broke up, and then he was bragging about cheating on me to some people. So it came back to me, which I guess that alone is karma, right?
For sure.
So I text him very calmly, and this is, I've never really been calm before. So I text him and I say, "I need to get some things from your place. This day, this time, basically be there. I'm not putting up with anything else." I get there. Oh, wow. He's so soft. Oh, it's so good to see you. I hope you're well. Hugs me. But I don't let him hug me because I say, "I know about Jessica."
Oh, God.
And his face went white.
Oh, God.
And I was just like, "Don't ever speak." I said, God. "Don't ever speak to me again. And if we're ever in the same room, don't look me in the eye." And I walked out. And a few weeks later, we were at a wedding, and he did not speak to me nor look me in the eye.
Mm.
Being able to tell him I know about Jessica is wild.
A karmic moment.
And I kept the friends.
Yeah.
Ooh. That I made through him. I sat at the table with them at that wedding, and he sat at like the misfits table.
Yep.
Did he bring Jessica to the wedding?
No. Okay. No, they never amounted to anything.
Oh.
Of course not.
Yeah. She lived in a different city. It was all
this is so brutal because I can't wait to hear these because they're it's just like
you feel so good.
Do we want to just make it bad karma or just we're gonna take everything because I do think there are people who like, oh, I saw somebody drop. I've heard stories like this where it's like somebody dropped their wallet and I run up and I grab it and I hand it to them and then I went and bought a lottery ticket and I won.
Yeah,
and like
sure, yeah.
Totally. Inspire us.
It can happen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, let Aaron know about good karma.
That is so tragic. That's so true. Good karma or really more bad karma? We want to hear your story. 303-222-5423.
Tell us your story.
303-222-5423. The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we're talking about karma. We have looked it up. There is good karma, despite what Aaron believes. Good karma, bad karma. Who's to say? Amanda?
Yay!
Karma, what happened?
All right, well, I heard the best quote. Karma is the most patient gangster ever.
Ooh, patient gangster. Okay.
Yeah. So I met this guy on this airplane. I didn't know him, and we were talking. We got each other's numbers. He wasn't from Colorado. And we started seeing each other long distance. So I found out he had a used car dealership.
Wait, you're a fellow airport airplane love story?
Okay, here we go.
Okay, yeah. Sorry. It's not about me.
Well, and also this is karma, so I feel like there's going to be a twist.
Okay. So you start dating. Yeah. You find out. What about
We exchanged numbers, and he went to Indiana, and I went back to Colorado. Well, he called me, said, I would really like to see you. And he owned a used car dealership.
Oh. Okay.
And so I went to see him, and he goes, I said, I'd love to sell my car. I want a new car. He said, well, I'll get you one from my car lot. I'll give you a good deal, of course.
Okay.
And so what happened was when he brought a trailer back from Indiana, and he put my car on it and said he would sell it for me. And he took my car. And then I found out after he took my car, I called him and he wouldn't answer for days.
Oh, no.
I know. Well, he answered the phone. A girl answered. And I said, we'll call him John like you did. I said, is John there? And there was a girl. And they were laughing. Well, he was with another girl. So he cheated on me pretty much and took my car. And then I looked in the news the other day, and I found out he was in prison for extortion and for stealing vehicles.
Oh, my gosh. And,
but he still stole.
Yeah. Okay. So that's still.
Yeah, you didn't. Did you get your car back?
No, I never got my car back, and they found out that he forced my signature and sold it a week later. And this was 2 years ago.
And took the money?
Yeah.
The only hiccup. I don't think he cheated on you because I don't think you were together.
Well, she answered and she's like, he's mine now. Like they were together.
She probably also got
sell my car.
Oh my God. Amanda, that is horrifying, but at least he's now in jail.
Never trust people in airports.
I couldn't believe when I saw his face in that orange jumpsuit, I was like, there's karma.
Okay.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you, Amanda. Thank you. I feel really dirty, but let's keep going. Brittany?
Yai.
Karma, what happened to you?
So or someone else? I was working reception at a front desk at this company. And basically, this woman had applied for a job. She came in, and so, of course, she's talking to me, asking about her application, and she's getting really mad. She's like, I applied weeks ago. You said you would call me black, blah, blah, blah.
That's the number one way to get a job.
Yeah, that's exactly.
that's what Erica really did.
Yeah, actually, kind of.
And, of course, I'm just the receptionist. So I'm like, uh-huh, yeah, okay, uh-huh. And she's in the middle of, again, just a tirade. She picks up my open water bottle and just dumps it on my desk.
What?
Yeah.
I didn't.
So then, of course, we had security come, and she had to get escorted out. And it turns out her application was like the next one that my boss was going to look at. And of course, after all this happened, he was like, "Oh, the same, you know, the same."
She was put in. He's like, "I'll save my time."
Oh my God, for real? So, that's like instant karma directly influenced by her.
Mm-hmm.
So did you pull her resume then? Like, would you?
I mean, they looked at it. He's like, oh, it's a shame she acted like that. I definitely would have given her the job. I guess she was quite qualified, but when you ask that,
have to be sane as well.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
My God. She brought that 100% on herself. I love it. Thank you for the call, Brittany. Mandy?
Yes.
Karma, what happened to you?
I'm in line at a restaurant, and you know, you order at the register, and then you have a seat, and they bring it to you. That's how that works.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm in line. It's a long line. Everyone's a little irritated, a little, you know, perturbed. We're trying to get our orders in. And this woman who's at the register is having a full-on meltdown about her order. I don't even know what she was talking about. I don't know what the issue was. I don't know why she was loud and completely obnoxious. But she has everyone in line rolling their eyes and just kind of stomping their feet at what the heck is going on. You know, let us just get our food in. What's your problem kind of thing. So she finally got whatever it is she ordered. They gave it to her right there as opposed to bringing it to her table. And it was on a tray. And when she turned around with the tray, it literally slipped out her hand, fell, and
nice.
Everyone started
I
bobbing.
Love that.
Yes!
But did it then slow down?
No! I would not be mad.
You'd
be laughing at that
point. You know what I think is the funniest about this, though? Our reaction. People immediately reacting by clapping and cheering.
Oh, yeah. I would totally be like,
I'm not woman.
Because she, dude, you think you're better than everybody else, and then you yard sailed.
Right. It's off, dude. Come on.
I so get that.
I hope it was.
But let me just add a different perspective. So I stayed in Bali for some months of my life, Bali, Indonesia.
Uh-huh.
And the way that the Balinese people refer to karma is so different than the way that we as Americans have decided that karma means to us.
Oh, really? What does it mean to them?
It's more about your intention and not just about your actions. And it's not immediate. They don't believe like, oh, you know, I hit you with my car and cuss you out after I hit you. And so immediately when I drive off, I'm going to get hit myself.
Oh, it's going like, to, something. Not, it's not always instant. I believe that.
Come back around later.
Sometimes it's a slow percolate.
This might be like, yeah, they'll say something horrible that you did to them, or, you know, you stole their land, or you were unkind to their children. So you can expect that your grandchildren will not ever have a problem.
Oh, wow.
Literally, like, I cursed the day you were born. Energy.
Sounds like it's not my problem anymore.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
It is time once again for the sing along that is News or No.
News. News.
Our only real is to decide if this is news or no.
News or no? Popular news stories or just the crap that Erica wants to talk about today.
Good evening. Welcome to the program.
Good evening.
But I hope it is.
I think it is.
Oh, I feel like they're having pre-show meetings.
But we're not. All right. We're doing
Hey. Do you know how to stop it?
I do.
Please don't. Are we getting a new Harry Styles album in 2 days?
Today?
2 days.
2 days.
Maybe. Maybe. He's posting something.
2 days?
With, yeah, he posted something online with, it was...
Oh. Is he doing like the Easter egg crap? Is he doing Taylor stuff?
He's just teasing. He's back. He's fully back.
My favorite thing is all the edits online of the Ray song. Your husband is coming. And then it's Harry.
Yeah. Yeah. It's so good.
Oh, I'm so excited. But
he posted something with a date, and I'm trying to find it to make sure I didn't mess it up because it was the English style. So they do like date month.
I
believe it was 15-1. 2026. So something happening.
But didn't he just actually, the one thing that's for real, he got another MSG.
Yes, which we residency. Think because he's releasing an album. So he's touring.
We know that for sure. The MSG.
I read today that he's got another Madison Square Garden residency.
Yes. That's why I'm like, oh, are we getting a single? Is he like releasing this song or just releasing like the name of the song?
So 115. You think it said 15/1/26?
Yeah, I should just look it up on Instagram.
Hold on. Maybe. Not on his Instagram.
No, it was on Harry's house headquarters, maybe.
Oh, my Lord.
1 second.
So the headline is Harry.
Harry
posted something?
Yes.
It is a big deal because he hasn't released an album since 23?
Yeah, and he even like took a break off Instagram. Like he has been gone.
A year and a half.
2023 was 3 years ago.
Well, sure. But like, we're barely into 26.
Yeah.
And he toured late.
So he's been posting
a
bunch of stuff that says we belong together.
It's radio. Why are you making a face at me, Erica? Oh my God. Okay. Yeah.
I just wish he danced more. That's my problem with Harry. That's my problem with a lot of pop stars.
Have you ever seen
him? I mean, like choreography. I mean, like boy band dancing. No One Direction didn't do it. We moved away from it.
Can't.
I'm not talking about strutting. He does a lot of strutting.
He does a lot
which
of
is
like,
fine. It's great.
I love
That's
it.
That's not okay. He's paying a choreographer. He's getting ripped off.
Where did I see this date? I'm so confused now. I'm
Aaron
so sorry.
I'm going to go ahead and do my own here.
Okay.
Good evening.
Good evening.
On behalf of management at Odyssey and Alice 105.9, this is now just going to be called Nope.
No!
There is literally, we had no official fact in that whole segment.
Where did I see this?
Look, Aaron based it on something she thought she saw while drunk. She's got an ear infection.
She is on a lot of drugs.
That's all. So I'm saying we cannot allow her.
But the fact is, He is teasing new music. People are expecting it literally
but
at any moment.
She just named a date and then she can't.
I saw 15-1-2026
and now she's
somewhere.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
Good evening.
Good evening.
In some full blown news, there is an
actual
app.
News, you mean?
Well, I would like to call that actual news still. There is an app that is taking over China right now, but they think it could spread everywhere.
Like the new TikTok?
It's for lonely singles, and it's not a dating app. It's just called Are You Dead? And what you do is every 2 days, you check into it. And if you don't, it sends an alert to your loved ones. They didn't check into the app. Something might be wrong.
Loved ones? You don't have any loved ones
family.
If you need Are You Dead?
You're single and lonely, but you probably got a family or a friend.
Who's maybe not local?
Or that.
Yeah.
So I guess that... The population in China, the population of people living alone has expanded significantly recently, you know, because like...
It's the saddest thing I've ever
so sad.
Heard. But, how are you doing this story? Because you have such empathy.
Yeah. Or
it's not even empathy. It's like psychotic empathy. Whenever you see somebody...
God forbid
like,
a girl have hobbies.
Well, I'm sorry, but if an old man happens to be sitting on a bench by himself, she breaks down, starts a GoFundMe, and then his wife, 13 seconds later, saunters up with roasted almonds and is like, cancel! Like, you can't handle anybody being alone.
An old man sitting by himself.
Yeah.
I would love if he had this app. Actually, I have two you grandmothers who live alone.
Oh, I found it.
Are You Dead?
You do not get to come back.
I just
now.
Because I'm not crazy. It's not the antibiotics. I found it.
It's not the drugs. I have grandmothers who I really wish had this app so that they could just check in with us and we'd know every day. Like,
there's another version of it.
Email?
Call them.
Well, that
you a-hole. Like, but they have to hit something on the app rather than you be bothered to check in on said
I do yeah. check in on yeah. them, but what if they're asleep when I call? Then I'm going to think they're dead.
It's good intention, but it is kind of sad.
Anyway, I would like to segue to talking about Harry Styles again. What was the date?
Okay,
this is not like Congress. I yield my time to the senator.
See you there, 15-1-2026. It's the We Belong Together one, which I don't know if it's real or not. It's linking to all of the, yeah.
Respect the music.
Good evening.
She's not crazy.
That wasn't proven. I don't know what you guys are talking about. Okay. Good evening. January 13th might be the hunkiest birthday of
Harry
all
Styles?
Time. No, not quite.
Hunkiest.
The hunkiest. A lot of hunks.
Oh,
that's today. So we'll go
it's
through.
It's a hunk of burning hunks.
Put them on the hunkometer and we'll see. We'll start. Okay. We'll go from youngest turning and we'll go up. All right.
Okay.
So turning 36 today, Liam Hemsworth.
Yeah. Hunk.
Okay.
We still like him even after all the Miley stuff?
Yeah. They were just wrong for each other.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay. Good. I'm just checking.
Turning 49 today, Orlando Bloom.
Hunk.
He has interesting taste. He did date Katy Perry for so long.
Yeah. He was, when Pirates of the Caribbean movies came out, all the girls in my high school were.
No, him and Keira Knightley, I mean, just the two of them together just makes the universe want to like.
Fiery chemistry.
Okay.
Ugh.
Kind of a controversial pick here, but I'll put him in there.
You Michael don't get to Pena. Use that word.
Turns 50. He's a guy from Ant-Man. You love him. He's
in
everything.
Oh, my God. That's his name. I love him so much. He's so funny. He was
so
I was having
funny.
The rosé. You know how I love the rosé or whatever. And then everybody's mouthing the words while he's telling the story.
He's in the new show, All Her Fault.
He's in everything. Yeah, he's in a Jake Gyllenhaal movie where they're both cops. They're like
I'm not sure
partners.
He is
in
that. Mm-hmm. To me, but that's okay.
Okay, all
Jake
right.
Gyllenhaal is a cop in about 20 movies I've discovered.
Yeah, that is. Okay. Two more here.
Okay. It's now the two more.
Turning 60 today.
Oh, boy.
Patrick Dempsey.
Hunk.
Oh, hunk. He's 60? Okay.
He turned 60 today.
I want to run my hands through his hair.
Mouth.
I thought you were going to talk about the
what did you just say?
I want to run my hands through his hair.
Oh, my God.
And elsewhere.
And that was Patrick she was talking about. not me.
I swear to God, I heard hips. So I was like... I'm like, Aaron,
wait,
this here.
I want to run my hand through his hips or I want to run my hips through
hips,
his hair.
Yep. Either one of them is rough.
Wait, who's the last one?
Who's the last
one? The last one I want the texters is to chime in on this one. What do you think? Turning, 64 today, Trace Adkins. country singer, honky tonk,
badonga dong.
Vote if he's on the hunk list.
303-222-5423.
Mom, Dad, I just have to say, it breaks my heart watching you stress over dinner every night. This year, I don't want you doing the fridge stare down. Hot take. With the new Blue Apron, eating healthy is easy. They've got pre-made and one-pan meals with plenty of balanced nutrition. No subscription needed. You could be plating like a chef instead of negotiating with leftovers. Make it your healthy, tasty, and easy 2026 dinner resolution. Just saying.
Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
Okay, so there is some sort of TikTok-y thing where we're supposed to jump first thing in the morning.
And I've got a stance on this.
Yeah, about shoulder width, knees, bend, and then just up.
I want to know, why? What's your stance? It's a no?
No jumping. We do not. We're over the age of 30, everyone in this room. We do not need
There's
to be
something.
Jumping.
Ooh, I got to disagree.
My knees are real clicky already.
But then this maybe helped. This, like,
yeah.
Yeah. You know what? You know what helps clicky knees?
What?
Just adding more and more pressure to them.
It says it's really good. It gives you energy. It like wakes
also,
you up.
Are we talking like a jump with like knees bended, like a box jump? Or is this just like a little bit of like boing?
Yeah, like a jumping jack.
You should show us your different kind of joints. Jump, 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 jump. Okay?
Or
I'm struggling. I can't do them both again. Okay,
knees,
now do the
man.
Other one. Do the other one. She's at like 12 now. You need 38 more. 38 more. I have this problem. I want to do new stuff. I want to do new workout stuff. And I don't know how. So this is my fault. I am creating this algorithm for myself. I get all these things like, if you can lean against the wall and touch your arms to the sides 50 times every day, you will reduce belly fat. If you can raise your legs 30 times every day. And I have a note on my phone with like 100 of these workouts.
And I think they're all a scam.
But I don't do any of it because I don't know how would I.
Are you doing it? You're not doing it.
No, you just, which one do I start with?
I don't know.
You just pick one? Okay, well,
we're out of breath from watching you jump, Erica.
Yeah, everybody's choking. Do you think any of them work? I think the jumping works.
But works for what? What is it supposed to do?
Help wake you up.
One, it wakes you up, but like I bought one of those shaky things.
Shake?
Like a shake board. Those things?
Vibration plate.
Oh, I've been doing that at the gym. Good for lymphatic drainage.
So don't you think this would do the same? You're like, you're lymphatically draining.
I'll tell you what I just did isn't draining anything, man.
It feels draining.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
Who in this room believes, even a little or a lot, in the afterlife?
A little, yeah.
Yeah.
A little is all?
Only a little? I don't know.
I'm interested. I have not seen a lot personally.
Mm.
Really?
I would like to. That's the thing. I want to. I just haven't.
I do not mean to be rude, Aaron, but you got a lot of people on the other
side. Exactly my point. I'm like, hello.
Nobody's like knocked on the door or nothing.
Or she's not recognizing what could be.
Yeah. There have been a couple of times where I'm like, huh, that might have been something, but I don't know. And then it's gone.
Hack, I don't know if I got your answer. Are you into it or no?
Yeah, I'm kind of on the other side, actually. Thankfully, for now, I have not had a lot of death in my life. I mean, a few here and there, grandparents and stuff, but I have not had, so I haven't had experience like on the other side either.
Yeah.
But I mean,
do firmly believe.
Yeah, there's just, yeah.
That something can, so this is what we want you to do. If you've got some proof, like.
Oh yeah, I feel like I only have one piece of proof.
Which is?
There is a woman who died in the home that my grandparents had for like 40 years and still
have. Here we go.
And she never meant harm, but different aunts and uncles, including my mom, would see her. She would come to the door, and my mom thought it was one of us kids coming to the door to wake her up, and she looked up, and there was like a outline, like a glowing outline of an old woman.
Did you ever see it?
I've never seen it, but like the dogs bark at weird times in the night.
When dogs or cats just are staring at
nothing,
nada, and sometimes you're like, what are you doing?
Swanson just gets fixated on like the ceiling or something. And I'm like, hey, man,
what are you doing, bro?
Yeah.
I don't know. Beamer will sit backwards on the couch when we're watching TV. He stares at the bed. I wouldn't trust him.
Don't be the poo-poo.
Lead the way. Oh, he's in the couch.
Here's the thing. All the Osbournes, the surviving relatives of Ozzy Osbourne, are having these dreams of Ozzy laughing.
It's specifically Jack, his wife, and their daughters.
Yeah.
Like the closest to Ozzy.
Which is so, but not Sharon's Kelly, not having not speaking it. I thought you said his
wife. Oh, Jack's wife.
Jack's wife.
Yes. Oh, interesting.
So like the Jack's family is all having this dream.
But weirdly, it's like Jack's having the dream and he's just internalizing it, whatever. And then one day at breakfast, it's like, I got to talk about this. Like, I'm having these dreams of dad, and he's just laughing. He's like, don't be sad. And he's just laughing his ass off. And then his wife and kid go, that's weird.
I'm having those dreams too.
Doesn't that make you go like,
yeah, that's pretty.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. It's also the very beginning of Crazy Train. He laughs real crazy. So maybe they're just. Maybe they listen to some Ozzy records.
I thought you were a believer.
Well, now it's turning into ghosts.
Here,
it's like,
but that's what a ghost is. Yeah. It's proof of the afterlife.
Get out of here, dude. Go.
But what if they have one more thing that they got to say?
Don't be on Earth. No. Don't be a ghost.
I would take calls to your point. I would love if anybody's listening has run into the light and then got pulled back.
Ooh,
like you have that near death thing, and it's like, I saw my uncle, you know, Scamp came running up, your old dog or whatever, and you're like, oh my god, and then you're like, and then you're back in the hospital or whatever, like, ah, it was so pretty. Like, if you
but
have
also
the afterlife, so any proof you have, like Stranger Things kind of lights going on and off in your house, or you've actually gone to the other side, we want to hear your proof of afterlife. 303-222-5423. You can text or call, or just send your dead grandma into the studio.
Oh my
sure.
God.
Sure. Yeah.
I will say this. You guys know I have a smart home. I bought a lot of smart home things. I have a light. I have several. I have like, what's the Philips one? Hue.
Hue, yeah.
Like my kids' bedrooms are Hue.
Okay.
My house is Lutron. And then my like studio area is Wiz. And I think you have some Wiz stuff.
I'm a Wiz man.
My Wiz lights have worked fine.
I also like the lights.
My Wiz lights have never had a problem.
Okay.
Since my father passed, there's two lights in my little recording studio. One is like the one that looks like a siren. You know,
you can tap on
it. It's like a, and it is different colors. And the other is just a light bulb and a lamp. And when you go to the app and you turn on the studio, both lights come on. Okay.
Okay.
I believe my father's turning the lamp on.
Why?
Because the lamp just turns on.
Like you'll walk in there and it's already on.
Yep. It never turns off, but I've gone into the app. There's no timers. There's no.
And there's no way to turn it on except the app.
Correct.
Or manually going up to it.
Going up to the light switch would just turn it on like a light bulb.
Yeah.
This is turning on to like a blue serene scene.
What?
Interesting.
And so the other day, I was in my studio working on a thing. Mm-hmm. It was the first time it's ever happened to me. And I wasn't doing anything dad-like. I do have a weird song that I wrote like the day of his funeral or whatever. And I wasn't working on that. Otherwise, I'd be really freaked out. But I was working on some stuff. It was at 9:26 p.m. It came on. Now, 9:26, why I say that? If it was a time, like...
Right, if it was 9:30 on the dot, maybe.
Okay.
But it's like, he's turning that light on.
Just being like,
I think
hey,
he's turning that light on. And then I just talk to him. If the light comes on, I just go in that room and talk to him.
Oh, wow.
It's. I know that sounds crazy, but I'm like, if it's not him, it's somebody else who's like, dude!
You're missing like, no, the point. I need help over here.
Yeah. It's probably somebody for Aaron. It's like Kelly going like, hello? She won't see the signs, so I'm coming to your house. But like, whatever it is, that's something. That can't be turning on its own. I mean, technically, it could.
But
it never did before he died. It never did. Mm-hmm. It's got to be something, right?
Yeah. I love these stories. I love them. They make me feel warm and fuzzy. Like,
I want you to know we are going to make deep eye contact through all of these calls because look at him. Mm-hmm. He is such... You better, like when people call, don't you dare, don't you talk him out of it.
Okay. I'm not
like, let him through. Let him tell their... Because you're going to be like, are you sure it wasn't static? Don't be a...
Okay, I won't. I won't talk you out of yours either. Because it's very sweet, and I like that. I like that you talk to him.
But you don't believe. You just think
you
it's
just think he's a weirdo.
You just upgraded your internet. Something weird's going on. You changed it.
It happened before the internet. It happened before I switched to Xfinity.
Mm.
It did. It did.
Okay.
I was always Xfinity. I just made it faster. But it was already happening before that.
Okay. All right.
Okay. I'm glad we can stay calm.
I feel like I'm going to see the afterlife.
Do you know what would be so dope?
What?
Dad, turn some lights off in this room.
Oh. I was thinking that
like,
too. I was like,
come
Kelly,
on, man. Maybe he's only learned on so far. No. Dad, better. Turn them off in TX room.
Yeah.
Okay.
His studio, not his little bedroom here.
The little cubby under the stairs. Yeah. All right. If you've got proof of the afterlife, we want to hear it. 303-222-5423.
Tell us your story.
303-222-5423. The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we're about to take phone calls from you the afterlife.
Yeah, Hack, did you notice any lights flickering?
Yep.
You know what?
What do you want me to say? No, of course not. No, I didn't.
I don't know.
They don't take demands.
But if they do. If you've got any loved ones that you got enough power over and they've figured out the light thing, just text me. I'll give you his home address. Rainy?
Yay!
Afterlife, what do you know?
So since I was 3 years old, I have my great-grandmother passed away. I saw her all the time. She would give me my Cabbage Patch doll. She'd sit in her rocking chair. It's happened throughout my life. My best friend... His wife passed away, and I experienced it with him. And now my 11-year-old son, the coolest part is, you know, I mean, lights turn on and off all the time, just like you were talking about. But he had surgery, and we had to eat at 3 o'clock in the morning before his surgery. So we had breakfast, and we both stopped, and he said, "Did you see that, Mom?" And it was my grandmother walking across that he'd never met before. And he saw her the same time that I did. And it makes me want to cry every time. And now he does this all the time and he can see the same things that I do without any confirmation.
That is real.
That is so cool.
But I don't, and I wish I had that power, but I'm glad I don't. Cause like,
I call myself a closet medium. I don't like it.
I don't know that I get used to it, though. It's like, I don't want to see dead people.
I like the
idea of it, but I don't want it all the time.
Yep, people think I'm a witch, and it's not okay. I'm a closet medium. I will not ever do anything to like make money on it or anything like that. I hate it. But
maybe you should.
It's pretty.
Witches are cool
and amazing.
Oh, yeah, witches? No problem there.
How old is your son?
He's 11 now.
That's so cool that he's still got it.
Yeah.
I really believe kids have it, and then we talk them out of it.
100%. 100%. All of this bad stuff, you know, bills and all this stuff really, really mess with the spiritual field. And I'm not like this woohoo person. I'm really not. I'm in the medical business. It doesn't happen like that. But it's real.
Wow.
It's absolutely 100% real.
Thank you for the call, Rainey. Yep. Appreciate it. Do you know what was really great about her call? Hack didn't talk.
That's right.
Oh. Yeah.
You're being genuinely respectful, and I appreciate it.
Yeah, I like these stories for sure. I don't want to poo-poo them.
Okay, Jessica.
Yai.
Afterlife. What have you got?
So, my sister passed away from a pulmonary embolism about 7 or 8 years ago. And shortly after she had died, a different radio station, so sorry, in their morning show, had a psychic medium on. And I called in. I actually got through. They put me on. All they had was my name. That was it. And this medium told me that she was getting somebody who was having trouble breathing. Sister couldn't breathe. And talked about the tattoo that my whole family kind of got to honor my sister. But that tattoo hadn't been posted on social media or anything. So nobody could have done research or anything like that. But they knew specific things about my sister and about stuff that had happened from a 30-second phone call to a radio station.
Power of radio.
I think the thing that really has me freaked out, people listen to other radio stations.
Yeah.
I know. Unbelievable.
I know. I'm so sorry.
That part of it seems like you're lying. Mm-hmm. Like, why would you?
I do want to poo-poo this one.
Yeah. Yeah, just break the knob off.
No, it's a cool
you don't have
story.
To never push a button. What are you doing? That is incredible. Like, and nailing the tattoo thing is like, that's really cool. Thanks for the call. Athena?
Yeah.
Yes. Afterlife.
Yay.
Yeah.
What do you got?
I said I have three, but I'm going to change one because two happened in the same day, if that's okay.
Okay.
So I have a preschool business, and the building that we were in, we took the kids potty, and one of the kiddos had left the water on after they were washing their hands, and there was one little girl left, and I was like, okay, hey, come on, your turn. And she just stood there and looked at me, and she said, I'm waiting for her to finish.
Oh my goodness.
What? Oh.
So chills. All the teachers were freaking out. And then later that day after I cleaned. What was that?
It could be an imaginary friend, but that's who they are, I think. I think when kids have an imaginary friend, it's somebody who's dead.
Okay. Great. That's
super uplifting. It could be, but then later that day after I cleaned everything up and his clothes, one of the parents was a friend. She'd stayed later. We were sitting and talking in the lobby in the playroom right next door to us. Some toys were going off, and then a little push toy was pushed across the room.
What?
And there was no one there in that room.
When if you're going to go to the afterlife, the toy thing freaks me out so much. So if I get to do any afterlife stuff, I'm definitely doing toy stuff.
Yeah, you're going to fly them across the floor.
Because there's something about making that little monkey with the symbols turn on when it shouldn't, and you're just like... Just know if you have a monkey with the symbols and it goes off, that's me. That's me. I will definitely do that. But I'll wash my hands.
Our show sounds like that.
did you have one more?
No. The other one is completely different.
Okay.
You have time for it?
Yeah.
So I had two cell phones, a business and a personal.
Oh, you're a drug dealer? Got it.
Took my mom shopping in Walmart and... had my little niece and nephew with me, and I just turned to look, and it was taken. One of the phones was taken from the cart.
Okay.
And I thought someone had stolen it, and I was freaking out, but I had this tracker app to where you can set off the alarm, you know, like the wolf howling or whatever, to find it. And so I was tracking it, and it was, it left and went across the street from it was the Walmart at Hamden and Santa Fe.
Okay.
And so I just went across the street, and a police officer was pulling over a guy, giving him a ticket, and it had stopped in that parking lot, and I went there, and it was like, there was a long row of bushes, and, you know, those kind of bushes that you can trim into different designs.
Yeah, hedge.
And so I turned on the alarm to hear it, and it was there, and I went to the far end of it. And it had moved, and it was moving on the device. I was watching it on my phone move, and I could hear the sound moving. And there was nobody there. And I could see over the bushes.
That's my Walmart. Don't you start telling me.
It just kept moving, and I was running around and around these bushes, and the officer's looking at me like, what is your problem? And finally, the phone just got thrown in the bushes in the middle, and I grabbed it, and there was nobody there.
Yeah, there's no one under the hedge.
No, someone stole it and chucked it once it started making noise.
No.
My little niece and nephew said that there were three kids watching and laughing. And I was like, oh, my God, we need to leave.
So maybe there's kids stealing phones. Maybe there's kids stealing phones.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.
9.
This is going to sound like I'm complaining about my wonderful, very full, big life. Okay. And I am not. I am not complaining.
Okay.
I am simply asking, how the F.
Oh, boy.
Does anyone do it all? What? Like, I feel like every day I am balancing, like, I don't know, coming to work, working out, cooking good, healthy meals, trying to lose weight, planning a wedding, being a dog mom, being a good partner, being a good friend, trying to make friends. And I actually am like, actually, this is a really good question for T-Hack's wife. She looks like she does it all. She has time to make flower arrangements.
And bread. Yeah.
She does.
And faux paint walls. And right. Do like, she is woman of Renaissance women. She is ridiculous.
She should really get some help around the house.
She should. She should find a man who would be.
Whoa.
Maybe just a little friend.
Yeah. A little side work. Yeah. I get it.
Okay. But I just
between the hours of 3 and 7-ish. Okay. Right.
Yeah, on weekdays only.
Yeah.
I just had this moment this morning where I was like, I am literally running around like a chicken with my head cut off. And it's just to do kind of the bare minimum.
I don't know what to do here.
I'm just wondering if you guys feel this way too.
I just, I think I'm going to burn for this. In my experience, women are real bad with time management.
I don't think I'm bad with time management.
Okay.
But the things I listed, like, are you doing that many? I think I got to 10.
Yes.
You're doing that many things?
Yes.
You're also planning a wedding?
I just got to find the right gal. No, I'm just, I do a lot of things.
You got the kids.
Yeah, kids, you know. The mom stuff.
Yeah, kids, mom stuff. Today my furnace didn't work. I had one of my smart
smoke
carbon
detectors.
I had to do that, which caused me to set up a new Wi-Fi network at 2.4 gigahertz. I had to do today. It's weird that you're saying this today because as I was driving to work and getting here on time and I was blowing up our phones
5 minutes late
with I'm late. Mm-hmm. I was like, I can't believe I pulled all that off and I'm going to be on time. No judgment to you.
No.
Because it doesn't matter if you're 5 minutes late.
I didn't even add therapy, going to doctor's appointments. And I swear, I've got a doctor's appointment at least once a week.
Yeah, that's your problem. How would you stop going?
Forget the health thing.
I don't know. I don't know how to say it. Like, I feel like I do 2 or 3 things at a time all the time. And I think you do 1 thing at a time.
No, Erica's defense, I think she does 2 to 3 things all the time normally, but she has gone through a lot of recent stuff. There is like the crazy wedding planning that not everyone is going through all the time. You shouldn't be. I don't want to disclose anything, but there's a lot of health issues that you have newly found
I'm
out
fine,
about.
Fine, but there's health stuff that I'm like learning
exactly.
About.
Exactly. It's very intimidating and overwhelming.
Help me.
Yes. you somehow didn't burn. Maybe I won't either.
Hmm.
Your wedding is coming.
Yeah.
Like, what's left to plan?
Oh, you wouldn't believe everything.
Genuinely. Because to me, and maybe this is guy brain or whatever, it's like, book the caterer. Caterer's booked. Payment sent. Deposit, whatever.
Right.
Done till they show up on the day of the wedding, right?
Like, what you have to plan still is all the overthinky stuff.
A little bit.
When you say, like, there's so much to plan, I was like, can I come with you when you do the food tasting? It's like, no, where we're having it, they cater it no matter what. It's like, no matter what, they're catering it. So it's like, that decision is made. That was I remember that being a 2 or 3 week long part of the process. One of the times
it's
I got married.
It's not necessarily just scheduling. Like she had mentioned all of the DIY stuff she's trying to do. She hasn't sent out invites yet.
Thank you, Aaron.
Yeah.
So I'm just saying it's not just check done, check
right.
done.
It's, there's now just other things. Invites.
Okay. Well,
what are
then,
you waiting for?
Actually, what I'm waiting for is I got to design them. We got to get them printed. We have to finalize our guest list. We have to like, so at all times, these things are running through my head while I'm doing. And by the way, I didn't mention laundry or dishes because I just am bothered.
I happen to know your man does the dishes.
He does the dishes more than I do. Yes.
Okay. Then
I'm trying to be better.
So it's like you're mentioning crap you don't even do. Half the time you're making lists of crap you don't do when you could be doing some of the stuff you should do.
I think you guys are going to get a real beating on the text right
no,
now.
No,
I think women take such a mental load, like with the wedding. I'm the one with the mental load and I have to spit it out every night at my wonderful fiance and go, these are the 10 things I thought of that we need to do today. Glow sticks for the dance floor.
Give it. Oh my God. For the love. Give these things to me.
Mm.
Here's all I'm saying.
That doesn't sound good.
Hey, here's the deal. This is the time management thing. And when it comes to weddings, you don't get to be a martyr because you want to do these things. If you Correct. Were to just go, fiance Dane, take you hire the DJ, you hire, like you'll hate, right, look at your face. You don't trust us to do those things. So then you can't be sad that you're having to do so much.
It's not about being sad. I'm just curious how anyone does it all. And I feel like there's women out there that you like see online and you're like, they literally do it all. But now that I say that, I feel that they don't have a job. I feel they are influencers
that
who do it
their
all.
Job.
And that is
yeah.
their job to do it all.
Okay.
I got to get Botox that I haven't gotten in a while. Like I'm behind.
Okay. I have the answer if you want it.
Give up?
Adderall.
No, that can't be the answer.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Just got a new puppy or kitten. Congrats. But also, yikes. Between crates, beds, toys, treats, and those first few vet visits, you've probably already dropped a small fortune, which is where Lemonade Pet Insurance comes in. It helps cover vet costs so you can focus on what's best for your new pet. The coverage is customizable, sign-up is quick and easy, and your claims are handled in as little as 3 seconds. Pro tip, Lemonade offers a package specifically for puppies and kittens. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet. Your future self will thank you. Your pet won't. They don't know what insurance is.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
Good dad, bad dad.
Ooh. Who's to say?
Who's to say? Yeah.
I love to read a theme song for this.
It's a good dad, it's a bad. Maybe we'll keep working on it.
I like it.
No, I'd like to hear how it ends.
Who's to say?
Sung by a whale a little bit.
Because you hear like, I was thinking more jazz. I'm not a singer, so.
I was trying to come up with like Full House, Danny Tanner.
Okay, can we just
Whatever happened to predictability?
The good dad, the bad dad. Who's to say?
I like it even more. No notes. Yep. Cut, print, that's a record.
So whatever you were going to say, I've been meaning to make this announcement, but this is my last show. I was, you know, as an alcoholic or whatever, you're waiting for rock bottom, okay. Right?
Yeah.
Before you stop.
You'll know it when you get there, kind of a thing.
I know it. We're there.
Okay.
It's over.
Let me try to pull us up out of
it. I don't think you can. Good dad, bad dad. Who's to say?
Yes. So today, we got some new dining room chairs from IKEA. Oh,
okay.
Which, okay, you know, IKEA's, I have to put them together is what I'm trying to say. What?
Nothing.
Okay.
It just feels like you're asking us to judge something.
Oh.
Good dad, bad dad. Who's to say?
Here comes the judge.
Here comes the judge.
Oh.
Keep going because the wig
is
all
getting better.
It's
okay.
Just been wound up in my bag.
So we got new dining room chairs from IKEA. Mm-hmm. I have to put them together. My son is at school now, which is fine. I'm there with my daughter. And I think this is a great time. I can spend some time with my daughter. We can have like a good.
Get some Swedish meatballs.
They're already at the house.
They're at the house.
Oh. Yeah. Sorry.
I'm not a cook.
Yeah, fire him up.
Okay. So
court is in session, by the way.
Okay. All right. Thank
you. So you will respect the bench.
Okay. May I speak?
Yeah, keep going.
So I think this is a great time. I could have my daughter help me put the chairs together, right?
Remind us your daughter's age.
Jeez. 2? Almost 3.
Yeah.
Now, helping's going to be, I'm going to give her an Allen wrench. She's going to kind of tap it a little bit on the side, you know, but she's going to feel involved.
Okay.
Oh, dude.
Is what I'm thinking.
This is the classic rookie dad mistake.
You already know what happened.
You should know
I'm actually not sure what happened.
Oh, my God. The humanity. Every person who's put together anything with a child in the room is screaming bad dad.
Any dad who's ever done anything... Has he remained calm and collected? Or has he gotten frustrated and at some point kind of yelled, hand me the wrench?
Yes. Hand me the GD wrench right now, you little B.
But, Slacker, I know that happened to you with your dad all the time. Mm. Made you better, right? Made you, you know, kind of, no?
Okay. The judge is shaking his
head. No, it didn't.
No.
I thought it's a part of growing up, right? Is kind of building something with your dad. He gets kind of frustrated with you, and he might.
And you just keep that generational trauma going.
He might snap at you a little. That's normal, right?
I remember I was socket like helper when he was doing something. I think he was trying to do like something under the car, so it was like the oil filter or something. So he was up under there, and he had this weird like. Wrench with like a thing on it and you could grab and then I just keep handing things to him. And then there was a long period where he was working on it. And so then I'm just like, I watched him do the jack. So then I just grabbed the jack handle.
Oh no.
And I'm like, I know better than to go like side to side, like up and down with it, because I was afraid I'd lower it on him. So I just twisted it, which is exactly what releases the hydraulic pressure.
Oh no.
And it lowered the car onto him.
Okay.
And he lived.
He remained
a little while longer, yeah.
Oh my gosh.
He remained calm, I'm sure, though.
It was one of the worst days of my life.
Oh no.
Because you could hear him trying to scream at me. But it was kind of on his
lawn. Wait. So who helped you?
You were faced with a decision then.
There was no decision.
And he gets me, or I leave him under there, and he doesn't get me.
I bounced.
Okay. No, you didn't.
I did, because I didn't know how to get it back up.
You went to get your mom.
Sure. Sure. I mean, he didn't come in right away, so she went out. I can't believe I'm confessing this
story. I better get some TV time in while we're getting still good.
Sure. Okay. Anyway,
okay.
That's the extreme mm-hmm. version of involving a child in a situation yes. they shouldn't be in.
Not that extreme today. Just an IKEA. No, a IKEA chair.
At no point were you trapped under a chair?
No, I wasn't.
Okay.
But I'm also thinking, Erica, Aaron, back me up. Women in STEM. This is like a...
I do love the women in STEM.
Thank you. Yeah.
Pandering. I don't even know what to do.
I do love it.
I love it too, but this is not an example of it.
I actually built an IKEA bookcase a couple weeks ago, and my youngest nephew, is two, helped me.
Okay.
Men in STEM.
There we go.
Young boys in STEM.
For Christmas, okay. I got him his own toolkit. That's how well he did.
I'm almost ready to rule if you'd like to give any more facts.
Sounds like it went better than there were a lot of tears. A lot of tears.
Did you do? Did she leave with the Allen wrench?
Yeah.
Did she
I cried. Oh. She was fine. I got frustrated because she kept kind of just doing the wrong. She wasn't following my directions. She wasn't listening. I was like, when I say I need you to hold this until I'm ready, and then she's tapping it, and she did. And I even had my wife back me up. I said, did I snap too hard or was I just kind of firm? And she said, you were just firm. Mm-hmm. I was in line, but my daughter.
You made her cry.
I mean, she cried and I happened to be there working with her to teach her lessons that we've learned from our father, Slacker, Judge, Your Honor.
No? I'm worried you scarred her for life because 100%. Dane still to this day has a story of helping his dad build a deck. And his dad finished it after he went to bed, and he came out the next morning and was so angry to see it was done.
Yep.
Oh.
Mm.
So she might remember this.
Okay, so she'll be normal. Sounds like everyone has a story like this. Sounds good. Okay.
The only way out of this is to let her trap you under your car.
Okay. The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
This is appropriate. Erica just took a huge bite of food.
Mm-hmm. Getting it all out of my teeth.
It's lunchtime, Slacker.
It's always lunchtime.
Here's why it's appropriate. I just found a story about the most popular breakup food in every state.
Hmm.
And I'm a little weird about this.
Why?
Because I don't think boys do this.
What? Is this like the food that you get broken up over? That's mac and cheese.
Let's explore that. You get broken
Someone
up over
broke
mac
up with you because of your mac and cheese?
No, it was the first I met a girl that I was dating at Noodles and Company. The first time I'd never been. She's like, meet me there. And she got the mac and cheese and then she dumped me.
She dumped you over dinner?
Yeah, at mac and at Noodles and Company.
Have you paid?
Noodles? I'm looking at you.
Did you pay?
It's not Noodles' fault.
Yeah, because you pay at the counter. She hadn't done it yet.
No, I'm saying, but you paid for hers?
Uh-huh, yeah.
So she had you buy her mac and cheese.
Yeah, oh yeah.
She dumped you?
Thought you were going to say you ordered the mac and cheese and she was horrified because that's not very manly.
How's that not manly? I think mac and cheese gets a bad rap.
Get some veggie in there.
Yeah, but if you do like lobster mac, I think at Noodles, can I be totally honest? I've never eaten there.
I go there all the time. I love Noodles.
It is good.
They have gluten-free?
Yeah. They have little pipettes. They're delicious.
Yeah, whatever pipettes are.
Yeah, they have them.
Yeah.
But can you get like, can you go like, I want mac and cheese throw some meat in that.
Yes, they have meatballs. They have Parmesan encrusted chicken. They've got grilled chicken. They've got different styles.
Grilled chicken, maybe.
They've got different styles of mac and cheese now. This is not an ad, by the way. I just know this.
I just thought he got broken up because of his order.
No, I think she had long determined earlier that I wasn't very manly.
Let me just look. So, the actual thing is what you eat to comfort yourself after a breakup. And mac and cheese did make the list. Oh. It's number 15.
Okay.
Now, here's the fun thing that we're going to do. I can tell you which states make that mac and cheese happen. It's Maine and New Hampshire.
Lobster mac.
Must be, right?
Oh,
they go
makes
and
sense.
Like
yeah.
power through some.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
So.
I probably would go like back in my day of having breakups. I probably would go like ice cream.
That was what I'm thinking, and it's not on the list.
What?
Yes,
the closest thing to it.
It's 14.
Oh, it is. Uh-huh. Oh, I didn't see because I just crossed out mac and cheese a little too hard. But only one state had it. And it's Rhode Island.
That's the cliche, is the tub of ice cream. You just eat it.
Tub of ice cream, full bottle of wine.
Yes, like you go to your girlfriend's house when she's sad with Haagen-Dazs and Pinot Noir.
Jeez, don't come to my house.
Cab,
Ben
Malbec,
and Jerry's.
Malbec.
And Salve B.
I look like I'm always sad. Sad again, Hag? No, I'm having a great night.
Okay, so would you like to pick a state or would you like to guess more foods? I just, like, this list accidentally left Colorado off. So I did some research and I happen to know where Colorado falls and I don't want anybody to guess.
What about French fries?
French fries did come in.
Yeah, starchy, like just,
only one state.
Really?
Nevada.
Oh, yeah. Well,
they hit the fries.
Huh. Where my sister lives.
This is what I was going to ask.
She's married.
But do you guys do this? Do you, like, you've been broken up with a lot?
Many times. I tend to go the other way.
You
I get so
yourself.
Sad. Not intentionally, but I get so sad I can't eat. So one breakup, my mom sent groceries to my door.
Oh my God.
Like you get nauseous if you try to eat. You're just like, because you're just
it's been
inconsolable.
So long.
Or like you just forget to eat
you
and the day is gone.
Yeah. Or like you're sleeping so much, you're not eating. You don't really want to go to the grocery store. So that's why my mom had groceries sent.
I did lose like 20 pounds during the divorce.
That feels like way too much for you.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Not then.
Then I know. Because I just carry it all in one spot. I just have a gut. Mm. So I looked pretty good.
I would say
if somebody would like to break my heart again.
My breakups, I looked real good too. I did. Actually, after two of them, real good.
Hack, what's yours? If you had to pick one, because we do have Iowa on the list.
I would go something really carby, maybe like a pizza or a bread, like an Italian,
pizza,
I would say. Something Italian.
That's 17, and that's Connecticut and Massachusetts. No.
Interesting.
What was the other thing? Pizza and what?
Just Italian, just bread.
Oh, there's a garlic bread I see on there.
Okay.
Oh.
That's North Dakota. We're getting near you, right?
Okay, yeah. Well, yeah.
And Vermont.
Okay.
Didn't we have a controversy about garlic bread on the show at one point?
I don't know.
It seems like that.
Greatest bread of all time.
Reared its ugly head. Actually, your state, Ohio.
My state's Colorado.
No,
your
I thought
previous
you were Ohio.
State.
Oh, Iowa. Iowa. It's cookie dough.
Yeah, fire me up.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Send it.
Can I ask you guys a question about cookie dough?
Yeah.
Sure.
Do you care if it's the kind that says do not eat? Or you just go.
No. Most of them now say like.
You can?
Yeah.
Safe to eat?
They know.
I never care.
I don't care.
Never care.
Give me the salmonella.
I buy the tub. I don't want to control the portion size. I control the portion
During
size.
During a
don't
breakup
you tell me.
Too?
Yeah.
Give me the salmonella. Who cares?
Oh, yeah. Kill me.
Right.
Oh, my gosh.
No, you're just going to get skinny. This is what Eric and I wanted.
Okay. It's still. We're not going to romanticize that.
You're right.
We sort of
She's
are.
Right.
You're going to be so hot after you get healthy again.
But you're so
again.
Sad. That's not
okay. So sad. What would your food be?
I don't know, because I do love comfort food, but I've never been like, because of being a diabetic, I've been so forced to have a more healthier relationship with food. So I don't
Once
like...
Again, diabetes strikes.
Did it again.
Yeah, did it again. Yeah.
Okay,
but
well...
It probably would have been like pizza or cookie dough. Yeah.
You guys have to try to guess what Colorado's is, because you won't believe it.
Brownies.
Eh. I don't think brownies made the list. No. Cookies did.
What is the Rocky Mountain oysters?
No.
That gets brought up every once in a while on the show.
Sandwiches? Am I close?
You are. Specifically, what type of sandwich Do Coloradans hoard and hork down when they go through a breakup?
A turkey?
Ham?
Burger.
No.
No, that's on the list elsewhere. I
oh, okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, we share it.
No, burger's a sandwich.
We share it with West Virginia, Wisconsin, Indiana, and Ohio. Grilled cheese sandwiches.
Oh. I love it.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.
Nine.
I don't know if I'm, and boy, everyone.
Okay.
Don't.
Is Erica crazy? Yes.
Nailed it. Okay, so my sisters and I all do something.
Oh God.
That our partners think is berserk. I don't know if that's a bad word, but
no, I think
it is not.
Okay. And I think that I'd like to blame it on my father, but I'm interested if anyone in this room or listening at this moment, 303-222-5423. Is that right?
Woo!
Okay. If you do this, please support me right now.
Oh,
I want you, Slacker, to, bad example, T-Hack. I want you,
wow,
because I don't know your car.
He is a bad example.
You're so right.
Buddy?
Okay.
T-Hack, walk me through. You pull into work, right? You,
okay.
You pull into a spot.
Okay.
You put the car in park.
Yes.
Then what?
Turn the car off.
Okay.
Is this a trick question?
I don't know.
Put it in park, turn the car off, grab my bag, open the door. I have to tap the outside of the car because I'm very, yeah. I get shocked.
You have to tap.
Oh, yes. Yes. So you get shocked so much.
I get shocked, so I have to tap the car.
How'd you get out of the car?
I opened the door.
Yeah, but you never took your seatbelt off, so it seems like you're strapped
in. Takes your seatbelt off.
Okay, yeah. I was wearing it. I take it off. Yeah, all the normal things. Am I missing something?
No.
Right? Okay.
Well, in my routine, yes, you are. Does anyone here put the parking brake on every time they park?
Oh, what are you talking about?
No,
my two sisters and I all do this, and their husbands and Dane get together, and they just, these girls are crazy. They're so crazy. What are they doing?
I don't think you have a car that has one. Do I have one? I don't think I have one.
That's why I actually didn't know what the Tesla has, so I didn't ask you.
I think it has a thing you can go in and say, hey, I'm crazy. And I am of Erica's family, and I need one extra layer of protection that's completely unnecessary because the brake alone will hold your car. I mean, unless you're on that weird street in San Francisco, the crooked one,
right.
I can't imagine needing more than park.
Which actually, if you're on a steep hill like that, we learned this in driver's ed. If you turn your wheels, obviously like in, it won't go. And I remember our driver made us leave the car in drive, turn the wheels on the steep hill, and we got out of the car and walked all the way down to the bottom.
And he goes,
and he's like, look. See, it's still
that's
up there.
Crazy.
Not in drive.
Or whatever you put
in
it.
Neutral,
not
neutral.
In park. It's not in park. I remember
if
him
it's
being.
It's in drive. It's killing pedestrians.
Like, see?
Oh, that was that big mass murder.
Get out of your car while it's driving.
Right. No, come on. No, but like, but if you're going the other way, if you're parked up the hill.
That's what we're doing. Yes,
turn
up
your
the hill.
Back
if you're going up the hill, then you turn away from the.
Yes, so then that's what we did.
And then you do that and it'll fall backwards. Yes.
Right.
So no one's putting their parking brake on.
No.
My wife used to all the time, but she had a manual car.
Hmm. Hold on.
Which I think you need it more.
Where's the part? Like in old cars, the parking brake was a thing in the console that your stupid drunk friends would pull while you're doing 90 down I-25.
Yeah. Oh,
perfect.
God, tell me you didn't do that, hack.
You beat me to
it. One of your friends would be like, you're driving. It's like, ah! You're like, ah!
In the console or like, it's like right next to the driver.
It's in the right.
It was next to the gap. Next,
just picture Tokyo Drift, Paul Walker, like driving his car, like
exactly.
around like corners and stuff, because you're yanking on that thing in his little Honda Civic. I don't even like Paul Walker movies. I don't like that whole franchise, but I've seen that scene.
Are you talking about Fast and Furious?
Yes.
Yeah.
Uh-huh, yeah. When they're Tokyo Drifting, they're using that.
No disrespect to Paul Walker, but I wouldn't call those Paul Walker movies. They're the Fast and Furious franchise.
I know, but he kind of made it. And like
when he died.
You nailed it though. My buddy Timmy used to have an Astro van in high school, and we'd be in the back seat, and you'd just reach up and just grab the parking.
And I think you can only do that like one time before it really screws the car up.
Yeah.
Oh, we did it hundreds of times.
Oh boy.
Anyway, where is it now? If it's not there, because no cars.
It's like a button this big, and you can just lift it.
Yeah.
And it turns orange.
Oh.
In my Mazda CX-5 that I'm not endorsed
to talk about. I know. On some cars, it's left foot.
Oh, yeah.
There's a the thing third. Where you go.
Sure. It's like, yes. My old like car, push it in. Two cars ago, had a little.
And then you push it in again to let it go.
Yes. Oh, that was kind of fun.
Yeah. You're a psychopath. Oh, yeah, your father ruined you.
And your husband's, I'm just every time, hey, can you just, I need to run to the grocery store and they get in.
Why won't the car? What's wrong with the car?
That has to drive them nuts.
This is why the husbands get together and discuss. I mean, we are, us three girls could not be more different personality, but we all get up to check that the oven or stove is off. We all double check the locks in the middle of the night. Not in the middle of the night, but like when you're already in bed. Like,
it's rational.
And we all put our parking brake on.
That's not.
And
that's
so psychotic. I want to blame my dad because he was one. I think he was one. You know, my mom listens to the show. Mom, if you were the one.
Figure out who ruined Erica. What do you know? Could you stop?
It's just a big habit.
I know, but you got a new. To me, it's different in your Mazda CX-5.
Yeah.
Whatever. Than it was in your previous car.
Because it's a new car?
It's just a different.
Oh, it's a new. Yeah,
so
yeah,
why
yeah,
do you
yeah.
just not. Do, like, if it wasn't the left
foot. It just
foot,
feels right.
It
just
Do you think
feels
you'd be
right.
uncomfortable if you didn't have the parking brake on and your car is out there right now? You would feel.
What if it rolls away?
Why don't we do a little magic of radio? I will. Give me your keys.
Absolutely not.
And I. Just
Where
let me go down
keys?
And. Oh,
my gosh.
There goes your car.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.
Nine.
I have a story of a person who was hospitalized just for being bored.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Oh, God.
Mm-hmm.
I've got a story that proves third time is not a charm, nor is the fourth time.
Okay.
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
My story's out of Tennessee.
You know, son, we've been having a lot of Tennessee stories these days.
Not Tennessee.
Nashville, Memphis.
I didn't know that there were bears in Tennessee.
There are bears in Tennessee?
There's bears in Tennessee. Oh, in those mountains.
Oh, what is it? Is that Adirondacks?
There's
or
mountains
something?
In Tennessee?
There's mountains, yeah.
What are they called? A lot of geography majors in this here realm. It's not the Adirondacks?
I live there and I'm not
the
sure.
Appalachians.
The
Appalachians.
Oh,
I didn't know about that.
Is it the Appalachians?
Dollywood's yeah. over there.
She's not a bear. Dolly's not a bear at all.
Dolly's not a bear. Well, there's a problem that a candy shop in Tennessee is having because they keep getting broken into. It has happened four times now, and they're like...
Four times?
Hey, man. Except the problem is, it is not a man. It is a bear who keeps breaking in. A bear just wants his honey.
Got a little sweet tooth.
Yeah, a little bit of a sweet tooth.
Oh, darn.
A little bit
and
of honey.
And he has now caused... Sorry, you know what? I'm gendering the bear. We don't know what gender this bear is. But the bear has caused significant damage. Shop and employees are like, please, please, bear, stop.
Please,
they
bear.
Have decided to search for the bear. Oh. They do not want the bear harmed. They just want it moved to a different area. And all I can say is, I'm going to see.
Why don't they just leave a trail of candy?
All I can say is, do not bring that bear here. Do not bring the bear.
I am Hansel and Gretel-ing.
No, no,
a little
all the
trail
here.
Of candy straight to the studio.
I don't like it.
If you have a bear.
All the candy Erin has in her office.
Oh, no.
Let's bring some bars. My story is not from Florida either. It's from China. A 61-year-old man said he was bored and did something. In the middle of the night.
Okay.
And woke up with severe stomach cramps.
Oh. Stomach.
He took himself to the hospital where he said, yeah, I was bored. And so I grabbed a sweet potato and I,
What?
I don't even know that that sound explains what he did because you can't.
Do you think this one's better?
Yeah.
Or this one.
That one's pretty good, actually.
He put the sweet potato in a non-sunny place.
Okay.
And
out
then...
Florida?
To hide from the bears?
And then, yes.
Oh, it's sweet.
Then he fell asleep.
Oh.
As one does when we have a sweet potato.
Does that work?
In the darkest of castles.
I mean, that's some sleepless nights.
The surgeons, once they ascertained what was going on, had to perform surgery on his abdomen and to go the long way to get him
a sweet potato?
A sweet potato.
That far up?
Yeah. Yeah.
Into the abdomen?
Yeah, well, I don't think it was all the way. They just went into the,
I think it's just a potato now.
Ew. When they asked him, "Are you insane?" he said, "I am." It's a yam pun.
That's pretty good.
Come on!
Never pun. That was good.
We're all the stupid people we could find.
Oh.
For today.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.